5 minutes to help you on your way with a smile and a song. We call them Moments of Melody. I have before me a psalm while packing books. This is written by Joe Bailey. This cardboard box, Lord, see it says bursting limit, 200 pounds per square inch. The box maker knew how much strain the box would take, what weight would crush it. You are wiser than the box maker, maker of my spirit, my mind, my body. Does the box know when the pressure increases close to the limit? No, it knows nothing. But I know when my breaking point is near. And so I pray, maker of my soul, determiner of the pressure within, upon me, stop it, lest I be broken, or else change the pressure rating on this fragile container of your grace, so that I may bear more. A psalm for today, a psalm while packing books, by Joe Bailey. From the Living Bible, I will not abandon you or fail to help you. Every good thing the Lord has promised them came true. God is not a man that he should lie. He doesn't change his mind like humans do. Has he ever promised without doing what he said? Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is a faithful God, who for 1,000 generations keeps his promises and constantly loves those who love him and who obeys his commands. He never forgets his promises. And so don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. Can a mother forget her little child and not have love for her own son? Yet even if that should be, I will not forget you. See, I have tattooed your name upon my palm. For the Lord your God has arrived to live among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will give you victory. He will rejoice over you in great gladness. He will love you and not accuse you. Is that a joyous choir I hear? No, it is the Lord himself exulting over you in happy song. The surgeon spoke gently and reassuring to the little boy as he was preparing for the anesthetic. Just remember, son, I may hurt you a little, but I'll never injure you. Someone has said God loves you too much to injure you, even in the rough things.